Succession star Brian Cox defends J.K. Rowling from woke transgender attacks. "I don't like the way she's been treated." By Alana Mastrangelo on January 20, 2023. HBO's Succession star Brian Cox defended Harry Potter novelist J.K. Rowling, who has been under attack by transgender activists ever since suggesting that only women can menstruate, saying he doesn't like the way Rowling has been treated, adding, "She's entitled to her opinion. I don't like the way she's been treated, actually. I think she's entitled to her opinion, she's entitled to say what she feels," Cox said while appearing on BBC's Sunday with Laura Kuensberg. "As a woman, she's very much entitled to say what she feels about her own body. And there's nobody better to say that, as a woman. So, I do feel that people have been a bit high and mighty about their own attitude toward J.K. Rowling, quite frankly," the actor added. Watch below. Elsewhere in the interview, Cox said he was very proud that the Scottish government had voted to approve new legislation that allows people who think they are the opposite sex to legally change their sex without having to be medically diagnosed with gender dysphoria. The actor said the legislation was long needed, but also expressed concern over the bill letting children as young as 16 to change their sex. "I'm very proud of Scotland for doing the Gender Identification Act, because I think that is long needed," Cox said, adding, "I do question the 16 thing, but that's my own personal feeling." The bill was later blocked by the British government, according to a report by CNN. Cox is not the only actor who has defended Rowling in the wake of her falling under attack by left-wing and transgender activists. In November, Harry Potter star Helena Bonham Carter, who played Bellatrix Lestrange in the films, called the attacks against Rowling horrendous. "It's horrendous, a load of bollocks," the Fight Club star said. "I think she has been hounded, it's been taken to the extreme, the judgmentalism of people." In October, Hollywood star Ralph Fiennes, who played Lord Voldemort in the Harry Potter movies, defended Rowling, saying the verbal abuse she has experienced is both disgusting and appalling. However, not everyone who has been in the film adaptations of Rowling's book series has stood by the author. In 2020, Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe, who starred as Harry in the movies, proclaimed transgender women are women, and that he is deeply sorry for the pain allegedly caused by Rowling after she suggested that only women can menstruate. That same year, actress Emma Watson, who starred as Hermione Granger in the franchise, echoed Radcliffe's sentiments, tweeting, "Trans people are who they say they are." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.